This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wow, it's an exciting time to be alive, isn't it? We rally patriots worldwide. In defense.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, if Macron's so powerful, the new French president, why is he suing Jack Posobiec, who reported on the whistleblowers, the leaks, the info? So just recap for folks, instead of mainstream media distortion on this, what's really happened, what's unfolding, why they're suing you, why they're so upset, and what we're learning about reportedly the gay porn, the gay escorts, the drugs. I mean, what's going on here? Why this guy is such a little darling of the establishment, youngest French president ever.
Sure, Alex. And so, well, we saw Macron gate last week where it was revealed that he has these offshore bank accounts in the Cayman Islands, tax evasion, billions of dollars. It was also then revealed in these emails that, number one, the Macron campaign was funding Antifa, was behind the Antifa riots in Paris where they were setting police officers on fire on May 1st. We find out activities where they've been selling and buying designer drugs that they're saying they're for the boss. This drug called MMC3, a sophisticated drug. He's also on the list, essentially, of this homosexual cult sort of mailing list that he's on. So with the drugs and all that stuff. And let's keep in mind that Macron himself is a victim of pedophilia. So we know from a very early age he was involved in pedophilia himself, the victim of his own wife, his former high school teacher, which was then what vaulted him into the Rothschild agency, where the Rothschild bank was actually funding his own campaign, actual campaign events, these glitzy cocktail parties, designer drugs everywhere. And me reporting on all of this, which has been verified as from themselves and WikiLeaks to be true, has led them not in turn to say, come clean and say, okay, yes, we did this, but no, they're suing me and saying that the leaks are false, even though they're suing me for saying I hacked their emails. So I'm not sure which one it is.
That's right. They're saying you hacked their emails or the Russians did and gave it to you, but it's not accurate. They're not saying it's all fake. They're saying it's not accurate.
Right. And so they're trying to play this tightrope dance of saying, well, some of them aren't accurate, but some of them are accurate. But you also hacked us, but they're also fake. But of course, nobody should look at them. And the media in France, just the same way the media in the United States during WikiLeaks said this, they said, if you tweet or post or share anything about the Macron leaks, the French government's going to come after you and they're going to come and try to stop you. And I think that right there tells you just how scared they are of what's in these documents.
Well, you're saying there's thousands more?
There's tens of thousands. We literally haven't had enough time possibly for our researchers at Rebel Media or the people on 4chan to go through these things, to translate them, and to make all the connections to find what's out there. They were using Bitcoin to buy designer drugs on the black market out in France. I mean, it's crazy.
Now, the story is, it's admitted with him and his older wife that there's a lot of weird stuff going on, and that she did know him back when she was married and all this. What's going on there?
That's right. So he was her high school student when he was 14 and 15. But it was stated that was when the relationship started, but that no sexual acts began until he was of legal age in France, which I believe is 18. So that right there tells me something very, very fishy is going on. She has children that are older than him, as a matter of fact. And it may be a way that they found this guy very, very young, and they were using that to essentially, you know, turn him into a puppet, turn him into a marionette, and now they're plying him with drugs, keeping him drugged up, and getting him to do whatever they want. So, yeah, you've got the article here at Got News where they're showing you this stuff, the way that they're controlling him, the same kind of mind control they use for celebrities, for actors, for musicians that we see around the world.
Now, what is this designer drug?
So this MMC3, it's essentially a combination of ecstasy and crystal meth, but they made it in such a way that it's synthetic, that it actually gets around most government security screenings and gets around most where you're trying to import it. You can synthesize it rather than have it to be grown or make it in a laboratory, so it's easier to get out. It's extremely expensive, and it's incredibly illegal, but there's easier ways for them to get it in the EU, and that's one of the things that the elites are absolutely doing.
Well, I tell you, it just never ends. Jack Posobiec, citizensfortrump.com, thank you so much for joining us. Great job. We'll follow this lawsuit. I bet they drop it quick now that he won. because they do not want you being able to get into what he's doing. But, you know, the French don't live in a free country anymore, so we'll see what happens. Jack, we salute you. Great job, buddy. All right, thank you, too. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diet of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction. Sorcerer of death's construction.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, worked in nine different campaigns and part of four different administrations, joins us with exclusives today on the heels of Macron's victory in France, a big victory for the globalist. We know that the Trump White House and State Department is literally filled with different Democratic Party globalist activists and operatives. And Roger Stone last night on my Sunday show at the end of the broadcast joined us just to give people a little bit of a prelude or hors d'oeuvre of the hardcore, exclusive, game-changing data you are about to hear. This is the moles in the White House and the moles in the State Department, Condoleezza Rice directing it with Donna Brazile. That's right, the same one getting all the answers for the debate and the questions from CNN. And Roger Stone is about to name names and give us the information right now. Best-selling author, of course, of the latest book out, exposing the making of the president 2016, what's happened with Donald Trump. We'll then look at the besieged president and many of the victories he's had, but the media, again, openly and now admitting they're preparing in Congress a bipartisan move under the 25th Amendment to declare him insane. If he's insane, we need more of it. But I guess in a kingdom of crazy people, the one sane person would be seen as insane. If you teleported back to the Aztecs when they were human sacrificing 1,000 years ago and said, stop it, they'd say, you're crazy. Or if you teleported back to 1945 and Hitler's killing a bunch of people, you'd say, don't do that. He'd say, you're crazy. So I guess we are crazy. Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com, joins us in this huge firestorm. We just had Jack Posobiec on, who's being sued by the French president. They say for hacking his emails, but it's all fake, they say, but it's real. So it's really thickening here, the plot. So joining us again is Roger Stone with more bombshell exclusive. Roger, thank you for giving us the exclusive today.
First of all, Alex, I want to join you in saluting my friend Jack Posobiec. We call him Jumping Jack Flash in the movement. He is typical of the young investigative journalists hungry for the truth. And just won't accept the, you know, the pablum being spit up by the mainstream media. Alex, it is really shocking because I was among those who was a supporter of Rex Tillerson, at least conceptually on paper. I liked the idea of an outsider, someone who wasn't part of the foggy bottom culture of the U.S. State Department. The fact that that Tillerson has been heavily influenced and mentored, really, his patron, now I learn, is Condoleezza Rice. That is an extraordinary development. Evidently, Steve Bannon was aware of this at the time that Tillerson's name was put forward, but because they were so desperate to have someone to stop Mitt Romney, Tillerson got this job. I can tell you that the logs downstairs at the State Department show that whenever Tillerson is out of the country, which is for the Secretary of State most of the time, well, in those instances, Condoleezza Rice is actually holding meetings inside the State Department with various department heads. We also know that she was instrumental in the placement of a fellow named Brian Hook. Now, Brian Hook is essentially the key spokesperson. The first person Rex Tillerson sees in the morning, the last person he sees at night at the State Department. And Mr. Hook is a hardcore never Trumper. He was a co-signer of a letter from the John Hay Initiative trashing Donald Trump. This is a neoconservative group that over 100 so-called Republican foreign policy experts co-signed. Attacking Trump's foreign policy bona fides and capability, Mr. Hook is now in the State Department. This boggles the mind. I am told that Mr. Hook was pushed for this job by Condoleezza Rice, largely because she seeks to block, there's Mr. Hook, she seeks to block the appointment of a true patriot as NATO ambassador Rick Grenell. Evidently, Rice sees Grenell as a future Secretary of State, which she, of course, sees herself as. She wants a reprise in Washington. This is very bad news for the interventionist wing that elected Donald Trump. Now, the real problem at the State Department, Alex, is that Rice Priebus, the president's chief of staff, refuses to tell the various department heads, let's start at state, this is going to be your assistant secretary for this, this gentleman is going to be your assistant secretary for that, this woman is going to be your general counsel, and so on. The cabinet officers have this quaint idea that they are allowed to choose their own people without White House vetting, and that is where you get this landing party of neocons. We can show you from the Washington Post by scrolling on the State Department positions. I think we can pull that up, and I will show you what you have here is a stalemate, meaning Priebus refuses to put forward names. The names put forward, let's just roll up here to the state a little bit and you will see what I mean. The State Department puts forward names that are not politically suitable, i.e. anti-Trumpers. There we have 119 positions in state. Let's go through the list here. Just below that, you will see legal advisor, no nominee. Chief financial officer, no nominee. Undersecretary for management, no nominee. Undersecretary for arms control, no nominee. Assistant secretary for legislative affairs, no nominee. And so on and so on and so forth. Because the State Department puts forward neocons and globalists unacceptable to the White House.
And let me just add this, because you know, we're 110 days in, and admittedly, it's come out that the State Department's in total rebellion against Rex Tillerson, and other agencies are doing the same thing. They just totally ignore him. Nobody good comes forward, or they're all anti-Trumpers. And then they use the national security clearance stuff to have the FBI block anybody that is good. And so we're wondering how this is happening. Is Rex Tillerson a total rube, a total nincompoop, or is he controlled in that he's got Condi in there knowingly sabotaging everything, or is he just doing this, you know, to try to be trendy or try to be nice to the old Bushes? You know, is he a naive ne'er-do-well? Because you look at this, we're 110 days in, and basically none of the top positions. That's kind of good. It's showing at least it's being blocked by somebody knows what's going on, but it's also bad because nothing's happened.
In a sense, let me be clear. The reason you have a logjam is the White House must make the nominations, not the departments. They don't make the nominations. So the departments are sending over their candidates. The White House are blocking them. No one is nominated. Stalemate. Empty. And the problem with that, Alex, is the Obama mice are in those positions. They continue to run the government in all those
positions. That's why it's not a stalemate. That's why them only giving them never-Trumpers keeps the Obama people in.
And whose fault is this? Let me explain this. This is the fault of Reince Priebus. Do you think Hamilton Jordan or H.R. Bob Haldeman or Andy Carr or James A. Baker III would have not gone to the department head and said, this is the person you're nominating for this job. This is the person you're nominating for this job. This is the person we're nominating for this job. There is no sign-off. It has never worked that way. But someone gave Rex the idea that he could choose his own people. And let me point out to you, the first one he wanted was Elliot Abrams.
Neocon.
A neocon bad guy. Darth Vader, for God's sakes. Why don't we just get Richard Pearl himself in here? This is an absurdity.
The Prince of Darkness.
I blame Rice for the logjam. By the way, this is throughout the government. We're just using state today as an example.
So we're now documenting how Trump's been sabotaged from within. And while we think it's just a stalemate, it's not. The Obama people are in there beavering away as usual, running State Department with congressional hearings saying we're Russian agents with no proof, saying shut down the free press as they direct Google in a jihad against the American resistance.
And not only that, but the idea that we would have a never-Trumper blocking a Trump loyalist like Rick Grenell, who's highly qualified for that NATO post and who did more surrogate speaking and traveling on behalf of the Trump-Pence ticket than virtually any Republican I know, it's an insult.
Sure. So all the real Americana Freedom Caucus-type patriots, none of them had actually got Trump elected or even allowed anywhere near the reins of power because they'd actually do what they said they'd do.
And we have taken some Trump transition documents that we have obtained and determined a list of exactly who Condoleezza Rice has recommended for various positions. And now we are tracing where they are in the White House personnel process.
Well, when can we get Dr. Corsi to publish this? You know, he'd be a great guy to do that.
He would be an ideal person for that story, and I will consult with him almost immediately. The other thing I wanted to touch on is the growing role of Dr. Henry Kissinger. Now, the last time I saw Dr. Kissinger was when Arthur Schwartz and Dr. Kissinger and I dined at Cipriani in New York. He has amazing energy for a man in his 90s, and I can report that Kissinger recently carried a personal message to the Chinese from the president. This was after the Chinese trip to Mar-a-Lago. I cannot tell you the contents of that message. I can only tell you that this fact channel diplomacy is working, and we probably have a warmer relationship between the two heads of government, Chinese and America, than any time during the Obama administration.
All right, so Trump's really pulling off some big coups. Stay there, Roger Stone. Let's come back and break down exactly what this means and how we turn this around. You're getting exclusives here, folks, on Why There's a Logjam.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1616.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Focused on news last hour. I didn't plug one time. We are here because of your financial support. You spreading our links, our videos, our articles. We're in the InfoWar. And we're changing the world together. And InfoWars is seen as the leading resistance movement in the media. And so that's why we're under the most attack. We've got great non-GMO toothpaste. that's back in that has no fluoride and has iodine and colloidal silver in it. Super Blue's back in stock. DNA Force is about to sell out today. Paul Watson's Conservatism is the new counterculture t-shirt. Is a special edition. We're about to change the color and print a little bit. So a new edition is going to be out. Conservatism is the new counterculture. That's there. We're about to sell out of X2. It's going to be about 2 weeks till more comes in, and it may not. We may not have more at that point because we're trying to get another source of the deep earth crystals. These are amazing products, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And, again, your purchases make everything we do here possible. So thank you for your support and your prayers. Roger Stone, continuing here in the time we have left with you. For some, this is probably dry-sounding news. Okay, they're blocking Trump, tell us something we don't know. It's outrageous. It's unprecedented. I've never heard of something like this in modern times in government. And it shows that Trump's trying to block the bad guys. But, again, does he get the tactic that then Obama's people, probably even worse, end up staying in power? Don't they get what's happening here? What does Trump need to do?
Well, it is outrageous to me, Alex, that this fellow like Brian Hook, who was an assistant secretary for international organizations and the Bush State Department, was a senior foreign policy advisor to Mitt Romney. Why is this man in the Trump State Department? This is an outrage, and we will see more of it if the logjam is not broken. The president needs an aggressive strategy to fill the second and third levels of government, the deputy secretaries, assistant secretaries, the counselors, the deputy counsels, and so on. We are way behind other presidents in this regard. Now, if the president had appointed a chief of staff like Ed Martin or David Urban and any number of capable people, they would have had a plan in place to select, vet, and jam through their appointees. Instead, you have chaos. No one's told the secretaries they don't make these choices. The White House won't assert itself on the secretaries who must make the choices. It's organized chaos, and the beneficiary is Barack Obama. And the leaks come out of our intelligence services happen because we have not replaced the leakers. This is a giant problem the president must confront.
Now, some could argue the president's trying to hire his opposition, but they're only stabbing him in the back that much more because they have to kill the image of a nationalistic leader. They have to kill that image so other countries don't follow suit. Doesn't Trump know that even if he tries to sell out, which I'm not saying he's doing, they're going to destroy him one way or the other? The only way he wins is defeating these people.
I understand the cosmetics of having some people in your administration who weren't for you in the election. Richard Nixon had Daniel Patrick Moynihan, a noted liberal. He read Moynihan's memos. Then he read Pat Buchanan's memos, eviscerating Moynihan's memos. I understand that that kind of symbolicism. There should be a Democrat in this cabinet. Former Congressman Harold Ford Jr., very respected on transportation issues, was more than willing to be in this cabinet, was passed over for Mitch McConnell's wife, who is the longest serving member of the Bush cabinet, Elaine Chao. You tell me.
Absolutely. Well, we've got about a minute and a half left here, Roger. What else can we as listeners do?
The president needs a hatchet man, Alex. He needs somebody who understands who elected him, who opposed him, who our constituency out in the country is that we have to keep intact, and goes through these departments and begins firing people. But sadly, most of the firings will have to stop ultimately at the White House, the White House senior staff level. I can't find any Trumpites there. I just can't find them. And whatever Steve Bannon is doing, he was not blocking Rex Tillerson.
Why doesn't Trump bring in a Rand Paul and somebody like a Pat Buchanan to just give him the basic ropes? Pat Buchanan should be in that White House 3 or 4 days a week just advising the president.
Well, it's kind of ironic you say that. Pat did that for Nixon, then he came back and did it for Reagan. And the president and Pat now, despite some old history, get along quite well. On the other hand, I don't think, and I like Rand Paul, and I like a lot of what he's doing, the personality styles of the two men will never, never mesh. But this can be done at the staff level. There are many people from the campaign highly capable who can step in.
Well, to do this, please work with Dr. Corey Seale, or if you write an article, I want to put this out. This is big news. It solved a lot of mysteries. You got the exclusive documents of what's happening inside the White House. That is so big. Thank you, Roger Stone. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Peter. Many thanks, Al.
You bet, my friend. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Leanne McAdoo, the whole transhumanist movement, telling you what your future is going to be, as if you don't have free will and a lot more.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5300. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The whole transhumanist movement, the whole gender-neutral movement, is about saying you can't be man, can't be woman. That's the old-fashioned bad thing that hurts everybody's feelings on the cover of Newsweek, Time Magazine, National Geographic. There just can't be anybody that's, quote, normal, because normal's hateful. So we've gone from being tolerant to you're not going to be tolerated. And then, oh, we're merging with a machine, body augmentation. The CIA and others admit the plan to push this. Leanne McAdoo is here to discuss this with us. And, of course, you wanted to come on today about this. I separately saw a Mark Dice video on InfoWars.com where he was showing the MTV Gender Neutral Awards. They don't call you male or female now.
Right.
Like best actress or best actor. Mm-hmm. Target's getting rid of areas for boys and girls. It's one area. I mean, this is massive engineering.
Oh, yes.
So we'll talk to Leanne McAdoo about that here in just a moment. We don't have George Soros funding. We don't get government stimulus money like MSNBC. We don't get funded by the multinationals. We get funded by you buying great products at InfoWarsStore.com. The best water filtration systems, gravity fed, wide selections, the great Patriot apparel. to then be able to meet like-minded people and also promote freedom out there when you're, you know, out and about the town. Great supplements that the enemy demonizes all over the news. Oh, my gosh, Alex Jones sells snake oil. Then they cut the commercial, and it's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor Prozac ad that literally gives you brain, you know, embolisms and death, you know, all the rest is garbage. As if BioPQQ's quack. That's 100-plus studies behind BioPQQ, one of the ingredients in DNA Force, that, by the way, is about to sell out. DNA Force. I mean, BioPQQ has been proven for nerve growth refactor, detoxifying the mitochondria in your cells. This is a drug in Japan. We have to buy it from the Japanese. That's just one of the ingredients in it. X2, the good halogen. Look what it's done for so many people. Super male vitality, super female vitality. Read the rave reviews, folks. This is snake oil. Think about coming out with a multivitamin called snake bite or snake oil or something.
Snake oil.
Because it's got everything in it, you know. In the old days, heroin was what snake oil was.
Exactly.
You drink heroin and have more pain. You know, they
or cocaine derivative.
Yeah, or cocaine or heroin, yeah, would be in it. No, that's not what we're selling here. So that's the old, this is just known herbs.
That's what Big Pharma selling.
Let me just ask you, Lynn, what super female do for you?
Turned me into a goddess, like overnight. Yeah, it took a few days for it to kind of really acclimate in my body and my cells, but yes. I just was like walking down the grocery store aisle like, wow.
And by the way, I didn't ever ask you to say that. You're like, man, this stuff really works.
It really does.
It's concentrated. It's known herbs concentrated like an oil form. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund this operation. We have the fluoride-free toothpaste is back in super blue with the colloidal silver. It's what turns it grayish blue. Real iodine's blue, not red, folks. And then, of course, it's a blue-purple crystal. And then, of course, it has a colloidal silver in it. That is back 33% off and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, Leanne McAdoo's here. Earlier in the broadcast, I began to get into this, but I want to talk about transhumanism,
mm-hmm.
where they're saying, oh, your future is this. Oh, evolution, you're going to evolve. But it's the big corporations that are deciding how we're going to evolve. We see that famous photo of Zuckerberg with all of his minions with virtual reality goggles on, sitting like, you know, hunchbacks while he walks bipedally in the real universe. They're living in his world that he programmed. That's the Holy Grail. What humans will look like in 1,000 years, we're reviewing this piece put out by Inside Tech, put out by Tech Insider. And again, it's like, it's all fun. It's all great. You'll be put in a big mainframe.
Right.
It will control you. It will know your future. Now, this sounds like being in hell, doesn't it?
Well, Alex, there's a story out. I think it's on Bloomberg, but it's definitely up on the Drudge Report, where they're already saying, what's the world going to look like without jobs? Because we know this is going to happen very quickly. There's the automated takeover. We will have hundreds of millions of people out of work. And so they're saying,
just in phase one.
Right. So they're saying, well, what's that going to look like? Well, most people are going to be involved in virtual reality. Most people are going to play video games all day. And that's going to make their life in the VR world will be much more exciting than the real world for them, because they're, you know, they're not going to have any meaning to their life. And then they're this, it's The Guardian. They go on to talk about how, well, people are already, you know, for thousands of years have been playing in a virtual reality world with religion. And basically saying religion, like Islam and Christianity, you're getting these imaginary points, and you have these imaginary things that you have to do in order to get to the next level, which is heaven. You know, so they're already kind of selling it as, you know, you're already there. So what's the matter if you just strap on a headset and live in a world of make-believe? Pretty,
now let's expand on that.
Incredible.
It's their false world they're creating. So that's why they come out and say,
right,
reality's already just a matrix. We know there is some creature running it, but we're building new ones. We're going to be the new gods. That's the heads of major banks, you name it, are saying it. So they've gone from denying all this to coming out and saying exactly what I and others decades ago told you they were trying to build, because back then it was in their MIT white papers. Now they're using our mass movement to do it. So they're creating a real world that's ugly, and where you don't have opportunities, but then saying in the Gulag archipelago of the Gulag casino model, a term coined by Max Kaiser, who we should get back on about this, he said that a decade ago, you will then have to work in their VR,
right,
and serve in their reality and become conditioned in this false reality simulator,
right,
to where you accept this, and this is how you get credits by diverting yourself. And that's why why the Future Doesn't Need Us, written 17 years ago, Bill Joy said, I went to this top globalist meeting, and he said, we've decided just to kill everybody. but we're going to divert them with games and let them have fun so that they lose their humanity. So by the time we finally go ahead and bioweapon them, they would have already given up their humanity. The article is Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, Wired Magazine, again, put out in 1999. So you might want to go read that for yourself. This is what they're really building. And I've been warning and warning and warning and warning. And now they're officially going with the dystopic model.
Mm-hmm.
Leanne McAdoo.
Well, yeah, and it is very much like the movie The Matrix, where we're all just kind of plugged in and they're harnessing our energy. Because it's not as if we're just going to be plugged into these virtual reality machines and they just leave us. I mean, we still have to be fed and bathed and things like that. So what's going to happen? And eventually, are we all going to be plugged into, you know, one mainframe where they can just pull the plug?
And they say that in this piece. Again, like, oh, it's fun. A non-threatening little nerd voice. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is the future. It's normal evolution. They don't say, we've taken control of it. We're getting rid of you.
Yeah.
And again, all the metrics show, the vaccines, all of it, lowering our brain cells, lowering our IQ. People look like zombies. Mm-hmm. Out in the general public. And I don't feel powerful if they all look like hell. And they all look like they're dead. And they're waddling around. It scares me for my children and humanity to see the very essence being sucked out of people. But you go to some fishing village in the middle of nowhere, the kids are totally poor, their eyes are totally alive, they're awake. But then in Brazil and places, a few years after modern technology comes in farming and GMOs, suddenly their cancer rate's way up.
Right.
This is killing us by design. It's being done by design. And the globalists admit they're doing it. So let's critique.
Well, Alex, just think about, too, we hear all these stories every year, many, many stories of people in Asia who are, like, addicted to these game cafes where they just go and they play games all day until they die. They play games till they die. Or girls will go in there, they'll give birth and drop the baby in the toilet and go right back to playing those games. I mean, that is how addictive they are. And then imagine if they want to create a communist gulag here in this country as well.
It's a total psychic attack. It's a total scientific attack.
It really is. And that's the thing is our brains, we basically are, you know, these supercomputers where we download this information and then we're able to create it, manifest it. We're manifesting machines and they know that. So they want to control the images.
So that they can manipulate us to build the thing they want.
Absolutely.
And again, I don't say this. You read top globalist writings. They believe intergalactic beings across some space-time continuum, not even so much from another dimension, but using interdimensional communication. And our brain is up to like the fifth, sixth dimension. That's mathematically proven to communicate with us.
Mm-hmm.
So our brains are so sophisticated that they actually lock into another dimension, especially when we're sleeping. And then they're just programming us with what they want us to build,
right,
which is basically they believe like some type of intergalactic gate for them to actually get in. Now, I'm not saying this. This is what Bill Joy and Ray Kurzweil and the globalists and the UN and all of them believe.
Mm-hmm.
And you read their writings and then they're actually doing it,
mm-hmm,
and creating all these new genetic splice creatures that are alien, part human, part animal, saying they're going to be God, saying the singularity will happen. It's not in 1,000 years. They believe by 2045 this is here. Mm-hmm. They're already putting brain chips in troops. So they, quote, they're not depressed. They're already erasing memories in troops. They already had robot, you know, cats in 1962. CIA. Imagine where we are now.
Exactly. So, well, and something you were talking about during the marathon broadcast the other day just kind of made me think. And I know people are already kind of talking about this type of stuff on the internet, but even just getting us ready for a gender neutral society and a society where anyone can be whatever they want. They can be a fluffy kitten person and that's how they identify. They're basically preparing us for that Star Trek reality or even Star Wars, where there are all of these other kind of beings out there and it's just normal. It's just completely normal. There's
and the false reality that they're creating, then you see that at work. So you don't even know what's going on in front of your face anymore.
Yeah, nothing's real, right. It's all make-believe.
And that's why there's this new, you were going to get into that after we play this clip, they have the gender-neutral MTV Awards. So, it's just mind-blowing that we've gotten to this point where, again, gender even existing is bad. They have to get rid of all human identity, all human culture. Don't go to a Chico de Mayo thing if you're not Mexican.
Or
that's cultural appropriation. It's ending culture.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And then it's the big enemy. Let's go ahead and start going to this piece here. This has got 5.5 million views in just 2 days. What humans will look like in 1,000 years. Let's play this. Let's put it in split screen. And then we'll sit here and analyze this under fair use. This is put out by Tech Insider. How wonderful and how great this is. You just give up your evolution. Let other people direct it. Here it is.
What humans will look like in 1,000 years.
They're telling us.
Humans are still evolving. So where will evolution take us in 1,000 years?
They're taking control of our environment.
Yeah, because again, we're
now the elites have taken it from us.
We're manifesting machines.
Over the last
so they can tell us.
There you go.
In 1880, the average American male was 5'7". Today, he's 5'10". We may also merge with machines that can enhance our hearing, eyesight, health, and much more.
So it's all positive.
Right now, there are hearing aids that let you record sounds, generate white noise, and even come with a built-in phone. Another example is a team out of the University of Oregon, which is developing bionic eyes that help the blind to see.
It's
not impossible to imagine that this technology could become a tool for seeing what we currently consider invisible, like different energies of light, such as infrared and X-rays.
Sure, so it's all this cool, fun stuff. That's the worm on the hook.
Right.
This is the bait. Let's keep going.
However, it's not just our outside appearance that will change. Our genes will also evolve on microscopic levels to aid our survival.
It's called cancer.
For example, an Oxford-led study discovered a group of HIV-infected children in South Africa living healthy lives. It turns out they have a built-in defense against HIV.
Oh, without any upgrades?
It was always known that it was a bioweapon that mainly targets Africans and that Northern Europeans can almost not get it. That was known in the 80s. It was put in hepatitis shots, given to gay men as vectors to spread it. So, again, we know all the human testing, Tuskegee, all of it. Here they are. Oh, now we're going to take this DNA and then splice it into you. We have the answer for this man-made disease we've given you. Now let us put something in you. But just like the smartphones and everything else, it's going to be built in with Trojan horses.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they give you comes at the loss of something else. Here it is.
Well, also, too, this is making the argument that human beings are incredible and that our bodies are adaptable. We don't need their machines to fix us and
correct. And we know all the machines, the calculators, I'm not a troglodyte, but what they've given us is making us uglier, stupider, more unhealthy.
Right.
So we know everything they've given us has been directed to make us weak. Everything they do is to make us subservient. I watch adults just walk around all helpless, and if you act helpless, other people are nice to you, like, oh, you're helpless. You're a super beta too. Here, let's all be helpless. Here, let's go back to it.
For example, an Oxford-led study discovered a group of HIV-infected children in South Africa living healthy lives. It turns out they have a built-in defense against HIV that prevents the virus from advancing to AIDS.
Hey, pause again. It's called T lymphocytes, which the HIV targets. But let's continue.
Gene editing tools like CRISPR, we may eventually control our genes and DNA to the point where we make ourselves.
CRISPR is run out of the Cold Springs Harbor Lab, the Human Genome Project at Cold Springs Harbor, where eugenics came that set up Hitler and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. But you're not supposed to know any of that. Or the guy that ran it a few years ago had to resign because he said blacks weren't human. So people saying blacks aren't human are running it. But don't worry, they want to manipulate your DNA with the synthetic system of the CRISPR that's already mapping it. And believe me, this is 30-year-old technology. Let's continue.
Immune to disease and even reverse the effects of aging. Another way to jumpstart the human evolution on a different path is to move some of us to Mars.
Yeah.
Mars receives 66% less sunlight than Earth, which can mean humans on Mars will evolve larger pupils that can absorb more light in order to see. And since Mars's gravitational pull is only 38% of Earth's, people born on Mars might actually be taller than anyone on Earth. In space, the fluid that separates our vertebrae expands, which led American aerospace engineer Robert Zubrin to suggest that Mars's low gravity could allow the human spine to elongate enough to add a few extra inches to our height. However, not even a move to Mars.
Everybody wants to be taller, so they do surveys. They want to be taller. They want better sight. They want to live longer. So they go, you'll be taller. You'll be sexy. You'll be cool. Take the chips. Take the chips. Let's keep going.
This could spark the biggest change in human evolution that we may have coming in the next 1,000 years. Immortality. The path to immortality will likely require humans to download their consciousness into a machine. Right now, scientists in Italy and China are performing head transplants on animals to determine if you can transfer consciousness from one body to another. They claim their next big
medical experiment is
human heads. Whatever happens in the next 1,000 years, whether we merge,
that way you wouldn't even have to get a sex change. You could just do a head transplant.
The human race is always changing, and the faster we change and branch out from Earth, the better chance we have of outrunning extinction.
Now, NASA, the U.S. government was all involved in that. They admit at the end in the credits. Some positive things. We got to branch out. We're always changing. The only constant is change. But then they come out and say we need to control all carbon, control all humans, because climate change. First it was freezing, then warming, saying we did it. Now they say, oh, just change we did. We've got to stop all change and tax carbon. So the overall message here is we're going to control human development. Leanne?
Well, of course, millions of us aren't going to make it to Mars, hundreds of millions. So who are going to be these lucky few that get to go colonize Mars? I mean, it's like we already know that their plan to wipe out the majority of the world.
They're just telling us that all the robots replacing you is fun. Take the vaccine. I know you're having trouble breathing now. Let us give the newborn baby shots. Oh, another one died. Oh, liberal. Oh, I mean, this is just their whole deal.
Right. It's, and I don't, you know, I as well, I'm not a troglodyte. And
still,
I'm
still, oh, liberal.
I'm not anti-technology. But I am.
Do it with me.
I got a free microchip.
Oh, my God, I've got cancer. Thank you, New World Order.
I'm 5 inches tall.
We're about to kill you for the Earth, but your brain will be transferred to this computer. Look, they're all happy in there.
You live forever.
Don't even tell them it's totally false.
Well, that's the thing. It's like,
why? They trust us at Facebook. What dumb effers. I'm Zuckerberg. Sorry.
Why are people so afraid of dying and going on to the next? I mean, it's like, it's we all die. And so they...
Well, they're trying to be God. They say God doesn't exist, but we're creating it in a machine.
We trap you forever inside of our supercomputers and harness your consciousness.
Sounds like hell.
Exactly. Where you never die in a freaking computer. So great. I get to live in a sim.
It won't even be that. It'll be a bunch of... It'll be like an imprint. It'll be like the photo of a giraffe, not the giraffe.
Right.
They'll say, look, they're all in there. They're alive. And it'll be a bunch of stuff cataloging what you said and stuff, like Siri or something.
Like, why do we have a...
That's all it is. It's all a load of manure. We shall return on the other side with Leanne McAdoo.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, Leanne McAdoo in studio with us. I'm going to do 5 minutes the next hour. And then who's doing fourth hour today?
I believe it's David Knight.
David Knight, he's got a special guest I know joining him. I got to a lot of news. I didn't get to a lot of news. But, Leanne, just you got a stack of news here. We're now, we don't have male and female awards at the MTV. We just have awards. And, again, they're getting rid of the boys and girls sections. This is an assault on the gender, on children, on life. What better way to get you to stop having children? Bill Nye, the science guy, has re-edited his shows.
Right.
Where you don't even have to think about chromosomes and XY and XX. I mean, they mean business, folks, and they chemically manipulate the water and the food. Then they say, you're anti-gay or anti-trans when they're artificially doing it. Who can deny it's a total rollout? Who can deny it's like an alien attack on the species?
Right.
It's like a science fiction book where aliens come and they teach you it's cool not to reproduce.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy.
Well, and I get the whole gender spectrum thing, but they never want to talk about why that might happen, why a child washed in its mother's womb might have a certain amount of estrogen or testosterone and why it's all kind of jacked up these days. They don't ever want to talk about the root cause of why that potentially, why a young boy could be washed with less testosterone in the womb so he has more effeminate.
And that's in all the studies. That's incontrovertible.
And that's like natural, but are they looking at why moms are they on pharmaceutical drugs while they're pregnant? I'm sure there's a lot of that going on. Or are we getting tons of estrogen blasted at us or estrogen mimickers? So they don't ever want to talk about that kind of stuff. So it's like, I don't want to.
And then they say, go with it.
Yeah.
I mean, people went and looked into the gay frog thing and found it's in thousands of big studies that frogs are going extinct all over because just atrazine in the water at like, one parts per whatever is turning the frogs gay.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a joke about it. No, the frogs are dead.
Right.
They're like, you're against the gay people. They're doing it on purpose.
Well, and that's why I don't like to just flat out demonize and like point fingers at you. You know, I don't like to do that because there is an assault on the human race. And we know, especially here in the West, we've been a science experiment. No one else gets these GMO foods and bombarded with all the plastics and things in their foods because we're so civilized. We're the West. We don't even eat real food. We eat food for robots, basically, because essentially we are a science experiment. But what we can see with the social programming going on with the young kids, I have officially turned into one of those crotchety old people who gets I can't stand the youngins these days.
It's pedophilia to target children and sexualize them, even if you claim it's liberal. And that's really what it is. It's the whole UN NAMBLA agenda.
Well, very interesting. So we've been reporting about how Miley Cyrus just went super crazy and she was being really scandalous. And like her last tour she had, she was wearing all these like prosthetic sexual organs and gyrating on stage. Well, now she's come around and said, you know what, maybe wearing those nipple pasties wasn't the best way to get out the vote for Hillary Clinton. So she's changing her tune. She's going to be back to normal good girl again. But it's all a setup because what it is about targeting the youth. And now she wants to go say, I'm normal again, guys. You can trust my opinion.
She wants to suck the parents back in to pimp
exactly.
And shove your kids again.
Exactly. And that's what's going on at the MTV Awards. We had Maxine Waters, 78-year-old. She's been in Congress for a quarter century longer than most of the MTV viewing audience. She comes out to give the award. She got a standing ovation. I'm sure none of these kids even know who she is. And by the way, she's like, her district sucks. So what has she actually done for her people? But she went to present the award for the best fight against the system. This is a new category.
As if she's not the establishment. It's establishment Hollywood.
I think
claiming they're the resistance. They are. Against humans, against life, right. Against America, against freedom. They are literally a demonic, satanic force of mad scientists hell-bent. Look at this. For a year or so, the FBI is taking control of the biggest pedophile site in the world called Playpen. And now they've got 1,500 child porn and pedophiles caught in their sights. We'll be right back. Right back. We'll do 5 more minutes, and then David Knight's coming in. Everybody tune in. Infowars.com/show. Don't let him stop the transmission. You're unstoppable.